Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Commuters in Victoria will experience a public transport system revamp as smartphones and credit cards will be introduced as a payment method for 2024. The technology has been implemented in New South Wales and is being trialled in South Australia. Public Transport Users Association spokesman Daniel Bowen told 3AW Radio the new 15-year contract is due to cost Victorians $1.7 billion, but also said, quote, credit card options for fare payments will be very welcome. In Western Australia today, Halls Creek is using a BMX track and other sports facilities to drive down youth crime and encourage workers to stay in the community. Department of Sport Regional Manager Tom Chapman said the track is usually swamped with kids at the end of the workday. Quote, we can't keep the kids off. It's an awesome sight, he said. The WA government said the Shire aimed to transform the town's main supporting precinct by building lighting, laying turf and upgrading sports courts. Australian banks have revealed a new weapon to help stop money being sent to scammers in near real time. The Australian Banking Association announced the new fraud reporting exchange, the FRX service, which allows customers to report fraudulent payments as they are transferred to another bank. Now, freezing a bank account takes time as the banks have to contact each other to get all the correct information. However, the new technology is set to streamline communication between banks and the process of returning funds to customers. In international news, an architect of Britain's Homes for Ukraine scheme is calling on the UK government to recreate the programme for Sudanese refugees. Director of the Sanctuary Foundation, Dr. Krish Kandia, said he wanted the country to display the same generosity of spirit he saw when he was matching British host families with Ukrainian refugees. Kandia said the foundation is asking for equity and that the same opportunity that was given to Ukrainians can happen to a Sudanese person too. For your weather today, Brisbane is raining. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday at 8 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.